Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. New from Jamel Gross, A Night Without His Lovers, a book of poetry designed to get readers to fall in love all over again, encouraging people to pursue their dreams, savor the moment. A very talented and insightful author, Jamel Gross, is back with us on This Week in America. Jamel, welcome back to the program. It's great to have you with us once again.
Thanks for having me, Rick.
It is our pleasure. It is always fun to have Jamel on the program. We've had Jamel on in the past, and one of those who talked about the other book, the fiction horror story, he's the author of Exit Lives. That's still available as well. We're talking specifically on the show today about the book, an excellent book of poetry, A Night Without His Lovers. As we get into this, and we'll talk about some of the poems specifically, where did this idea come from? This is really a unique look at love and relationships, a different theme you're using. How did this whole idea come about?
Well, it came about just me just in a different time zone. And I just wanted to embrace my readers with something really special and dynamic and go from there at this point.
And you definitely do that. It's impossible to read these poems and not be touched in a number of different ways. And that's one of the, as I'm reading this, it's like, you know, this is something you can sit down and read and something you can go back and refer to from time to time. That's one of the beauties, isn't it, of writing a book like this. It's fun the first time you read it. It's fun the 12th time you read it. In fact, the 12th time you may get a little something out of it differently than you did the other times.
Well, you know what, Rick? I want my readers to enjoy what they're reading. And I just wanted them to feel what I was feeling, the emotions I was feeling, and the journeys that I went on. So it's just that I just want my readers to really love what I did at this point.
Talk about putting this down in poetic fashion as you do in the book, A Night Without His Lovers. Talk about doing it that way, because to me, I don't have any talent in that area. You have all the talent in that area, where you take these thoughts and you express them. You just don't say them. You express them in this great artistic way. Talk about doing it in poetic fashion.
Well, you know what? I just want to go out in style. I just wanted my readers to feel every feel, absorb, and enjoy what they're reading. And to me, that's more important than anything. You know, to have my readers say, you know what, Jamel Gross has really done it this time. He has really, really put his mark on it. And so forth.
Yeah, and it's amazing you actually do that. When you are sharing, and we'll talk about this probably, many experiences that you either live through or observed, it sort of hits an area with us. It may be a memory that it's not at the top of our attention when we're reading it in one of your poems. Suddenly it brings back a memory, in many cases, a very fond memory.
Yeah, you know, it's just that, you know, you could have a high school sweetheart, or you could be truly in love with somebody, or just going to someone's wedding and just experiencing everything, like a black night, you know, which I was sitting there explaining things about my book and stuff to someone, and I was just reading her thoughts, which is pretty funny, you know, because she was like, you're a real estate investor, a musician, and you're an artist. And so I was like, she was even like rose petals in the car for me. I couldn't believe it, though. You know, I couldn't really believe what she was doing, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So it just, one of those things that it just like stuck with me, you know, because I wasn't expecting all that, you know? So she was leaving rose petals. So I was like, okay. Thank you.
You know, yeah, in order to do what you do and tell these stories, we mentioned the novel you had written, the fiction horror story, and of course in talking about the poetry, I assume you observe a lot from people. Like in this particular case, you're watching her and remembering all of her different actions. People watch her. Does that give you a little bit of insight and make you a better artist?
Well, you know what? Not necessarily, because what I do is I capture some of that from listening to music. Sometimes it could be drama in music, which enlightens me a whole lot and takes me on a roller coaster ride and so forth. And I just really wanted to share with my readers what I was going through. And I felt like they needed some answers, so that's why I come up with the topic, A Night Without His Lovers by Jamel Gross. And I feel like they would really enjoy the book.
It is an enjoyable book, and once you start reading, you're going to, well, I'm going to read a couple more here today and pick it up again tomorrow morning and continue, because it does bring back so many memories. It gets you thinking. The book, A Night Without His Lovers by Jamel Gross. This is a republished book now available for sale in ebook and paperback at its lowest retail price. It's available for sale in all Amazon sites, Barnes & Noble, Page Turner Press, and Media Direct Orders, Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia and New Zealand, and a lot more. Jamel Gross back with us on the program. And that's interesting. The book is available worldwide. The emotion you're talking about, love, in the book, A Night Without His Lovers, that's really something that it's more than just a United States issue, isn't it? It's something we can all, you can be reading in Switzerland and have the same emotions.
Yeah, you know what it was, is, Rick, the one I really find most of was I Ain't Mad At You. Change is a symbol of love. Change is part of life and perseverance. Because, you know, that's what it symbolizes. I ain't mad at you. So sometimes you can leave someone, but the thought is always there with you. Because it always brings you back to the circle. Where did we first begin? Where did we first end? And stuff like that. The drama, the children, you know, and so forth. And it just makes you reminisce and say, wow, where did these years go if I didn't have them, you know?
Yeah, all stored in the memory bank, and they come back to the forefront as you're reading the book. And something else that comes out in there is, you know, that's a loved one, and I haven't really said I love them to them in a while, or I haven't been in contact with them in a while. It's a cherished friend from my childhood. I have not seen them. And you really deal with that topic of not taking these people for granted, don't you?
Yes, you know, because I felt like, to me, my readers were more important than anything. I just wanted to touch each and every life as much as possible. And I wanted to give something that could deliver, you know, a 1-2-3 punch.
Exactly.
And you know, one thing I wanted to do was put them on the edge of the seat. Say, wow, what is the next book is going to be like? And to be honest with you, you know, there's not a day that go by that I don't write something down or do something or keep a journal of things that I go through. So I just got plenty more to share with my readers. So it should keep them happy for a while. I don't know when it's going to end, but at some point, everything comes to an end at some point in time. You know, I got a lot of material written, so poetry's on the list. And I'm also working on a book called Winter War, The End Is Near, and that's in publication with Page Press and Page Turner Press and Media I'm working on. And so that should be done at some point and released at a given time. So
we'll look for that, because I really enjoy what the work that you do. The specific book here is A Night Without His Lovers that we're talking about. We've talked before about the other book, the fiction horror story, Exit Lives. The book is available, of course, you'll find it at Amazon. I'll read through that list here. You'll find it at pageturner.us as well. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to that website. So there will be more coming from Jamil. I want to talk about a few of the poems and the different emotions that it brings out in the listener. I love when love feels like the first time. Boy, if that doesn't bring back memories, you have no emotion.
You know what it talks about? It talks about falling in love all over again.
Yes.
It feels like the first time. Like, you know, you can never settle. You can always move on and always find love again. And it captures your soul.
It's when you read it, it really does. It taps into something there, a good part, I think, of all of us, where it gets us thinking again. And the name of that poem is once again, it's when love feels like the first time, something that we all want to cherish it and hold on to. It's interesting as well. The central theme, of course, is love, but there are different variations of that. Talk about that. It can be something like the love of a daughter for a daughter, for her father, that type of thing. There are various degrees of love. It's just not, you know, man and woman fall in love, get married, and have kids type of thing. There are other areas of love that you talk about as well.
Well, what I talk about as far as having children and experiencing the growth and development of them is a milestone. Some things you don't get back. Watching your daughter graduate from high school, go into the army, and so forth. My daughter, you know, she's an exceptional human being. I mean, she's doing so much. She's taking on the world. And, you know, and I felt like, you know, I want to embrace that, you know, as a father, and to show her that always thinking about you. We're on different floors at different times. You always know daddy's somewhere nearby, counting the steps that you made, counting the times that you fell, climbing the times that you got back up, and you certainly made sure that you never gave up on yourself. You always stay committed, stay out of trouble. Never once I have to get caught coming to the school to bail you out.
Exactly.
For no reason
exactly.
at all. And it's a true accomplishment, you know, to have a sweet daughter that does so much. You know, Rick, I couldn't tell you much, man, you know. So I just thought about different times and different dimensions of children, you know, and children that remind me of my daughter and so forth, children that someday I would like to have again, you know, it's just a blessing.
Well, that's one of the many poems that Jamil has in the book, A Night Without His Lovers. Jamil Gross, our guest on the program. One of my favorites, and I think I mentioned this the last time because I read it from time to time, The Streets of New York, and funny how music fades away. And that goes back to a time, the OJs, the Whispers, New Edition. Talk about that, because obviously music and artistry have been a big part of your life, and that paints such a vivid picture of what New York was like.
Well, New York back in the early 70s and 80s was like in a time zone where it was sealing the capsule.
Yes.
Where they didn't make good music unless you live in that time zone. That was a time zone where you said, wow, this is some beautiful music being played and being shared by others and collaborated and so forth. And this is universal. I mean, people can sit and relax, enjoy, go out, have a good time, you know, and do some wonderful things, make wonderful music. And so that's what I'm trying to do, recreate that. Like, we run this track and imagine the OJs, the Whispers, New Edition, and, you know, check out Wendy Williams on the mic, Funk Master Flex. And you can't forget about Dre and the All-Star Cast doing their thing on 105 BLS. And you can't forget about 98.7 cranking out the slow jams whatsoever. And it just takes you down memory lane.
Yeah, and the memories come rushing back. And each of the poems that you'll find in the book, A Night Without His Lovers, will do that in different ways, but will bring back the memories and will get you thinking. And it has benefit in life today, making your life richer by reading the poems in the book, A Night Without His Lovers. One thing that you do as well, it's inspirational in a sense that you talk about pursuing dreams and making the life you're looking for. So this has an inspirational aspect to it as well, doesn't it?
Well, every step I take, every beat I make is part of what symbolizes me. It's the epitome of me at this point.
I thought you were going to break into song there as you were starting that. Another memory come rushing back as you're doing that. So this is so reflective of you, obviously.
Yeah, you know what it is? I really enjoy what I do. And to me, if you don't enjoy what you're doing, then you shouldn't be doing what you're doing until you find something that can make you really happy doing it. Because nothing shouldn't stop you from being happy. Happy is the most successful thing in life. You can share your happiness with other people, and so they can feel enlightened by that. To feel something that they never felt before, it could uplift them to higher grounds and stuff like that.
You've said it's almost like you're on a mission in life. Talk about that. What you're doing, and when you get the positive feedback from the readers that are touched by your poetry in such a positive way, it has to feel very rewarding that you're sharing something with people that is beneficial to them.
Well, you know what? It was at a point where poetry wasn't so popular. And not only that, I used to look at some of Tupac's material and say, you know what, maybe I could write something a little different. Maybe I seen what Tupac did. I said, maybe I could write something a little different from that, or like talk about other things that people don't talk about the most. People can't find the courage to move on to other things, or whatever keeps them in a situation where they had the roadblock and they're trying to figure out where their next stop. So I just want people to say, never give up on yourself. Never give up on your dreams. Your dreams are alive. Always stay committed and always be fair and honest about what you do and who you see in life. Always remember, dreams are alike, and dreams are symbols of life and what hopes to be a better tomorrow.
Powerful poetry in the book, A Night Without His Lovers by Jamel Gross. This is a republished book now available for sale in ebook and paperback at its lowest retail price. Available for sale in all Amazon sites, Barnes & Noble, Page Turner Press, and Media Direct Orders, Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia and New Zealand, and a lot more. You can get all that information by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to information on Jamel's book. A minute or so left in the program, you mentioned that you've been working with Page Turner not only on this book, but working on a new book as well. Talk about your experience in working with them to take your creativity and get it into the marketplace.
Well, you know what? Page Turner Press and Media caught me by surprise. And, you know, they welcomed me with open arms. And not only that, they showed me what they can deliver as far as making sure my book is 100% has credibility, which I respect. And, you know, they made sure that everything was detailed and made sure that all the creative processes were put through it and through the phases of everything, you know, because to me, I wanted people to see photos and to visualize with anything else that they can imagine that is worthwhile. I felt like I wanted my readers to feel every aspect of what my journey was like. And just say, wow, this person put this book together. I don't know how he did it, but man, my hat's off to him. He did an excellent job, you know, because he made sure he can touch each and every reader, which is very universal. And also for children to read, too. You know, children can actually pick up the book and find certain parts they can read, too.
Oh, yes,
you know?
Well, it is. I mentioned a powerful and inspirational book, an entertaining book, a book that will bring back a number of memories. You touched on there it's been said that you've got sort of the cinematic vision which comes to life as you're reading these stories, because the pictures will flash in your mind as well. The book we're talking about from Jamel Gross is A Night Without His Lovers. Information available, I mentioned the places where the book's available. I'll send you to pageturner.us. Also to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on to all of the sources for the book. An excellent, excellent book. Jamel Gross back with us once again. Jamel, thank you so much. It is always a pleasure to have you on and to share your thinking and what you're doing creatively in the world, because you are making the world a better place. And we look forward to the next book as well.
Thank you very much, Rick. Thanks for having me on the show.
It is always a pleasure. Once again, our guest, Jamel Gross, A Night Without His Lovers, the name of the book. Information available at pageturner.us. You're listening to This Week in America. You'll find us online at thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.